had to hoe your cotton twice, side to side. And cotton is pretty tedious to handle. Now you go skin a stalk of cotton, knock the backside bark over a stalk as it gets along up that way, and it's more than apt to fall over. Or rot off there or something or other, that's more than apt to be a stalk that you don't ever get nothing off.
Is that right? Was there any particular kind of grass that gave real trouble?
Yeah, they called it crabgrass, mostly here. And down in the only little old creeks like this, they had what they called a water grass. And they had something they called a crowfoot. They couldn't raise cotton now at all since they've got this old behar grass in here raising hay. They couldn't do nothing with cotton much at all.
That's it. Talking about some of the animals that you had on the farm, the bull, can you remember a time when it wasn't considered polite to use that word around women?
Oh yeah, they didn't used to use that. They'd say the old beast or such and such a fella's old beast done so and so. Things like that, they would hardly ever say bull. And so far as marking one, cutting him or something like that, they wouldn't express that around a woman when I was young.
I see.
Could say castrate him or something, call it that, you know.
I see. What did you call the male horse?
Stud.
Did you ever say that around women?
Well, you didn't, no, not a long time ago. Got over now, they talk about like men anyway. Smoke, do everything else, go naked.
What about the female horse? You call her
a mare.
You were talking about cutting on a steer. After you'd cut on a hog, what would you call him then?
He'd be about a boar hog before you cut him. You wouldn't say a boar around nobody, you know. The old male hog.
Right. What would be the purpose in cutting him?
Well, the meat would be so rank if you let him run on. To be a boar, it don't make good meat.
Hmm. Taste bad?
Yeah, it don't. It has that boorish taste right on.
I wonder what causes that.
I don't know, but you have to get that away from him to make a real meat hog.
Mm-hmm. How old is he, or how big is he before you do that?
Well, just as soon as he's pig big enough that you can find them, usually. Now, people don't always do it. Sometimes it's a year old or older fully cut one, but.
Mm-hmm.
To a friend to do well when he's a little pig. Just a little bitty fella.
Mm-hmm.
You can find him.
I see. You ever heard of any that got loose and grew up wild around here?
Oh, we used to have wild hogs. I was down at my brother-in-law's down here last Saturday. And it's in Washington County, and they come out there from that river swamp. The old bachelor over there lives there by himself, close to him, and he got some dogs, and his dog got to baying around his house there the other night. And he got out there with his gun, and one dog had one hog bait out here, and another one out here, and just both of them broke and run, went separate ways. And one dog quit and come back to the other. He finally killed a big hog, run it on over there and killed it, and it's big he couldn't handle it, he just left it. Telling about it, you know. He was right at some camps over there. And he was talking to one of my nephews by marriage and what to do with it. He said, well, just let it alone. He says, I can't have it by myself. He said, well, just let it alone. Some old big boar hog or something, you know, wild hog.
Yes, sir.
He shot it. They'll cut your dog. Sometimes they'll kill a dog.
How would they cut it?
Old big cushions go out of the mouth, you know. Took around there. Yep, for the dog. Oh, he gets just right, you know. You swing his head that way.
How long do those things get?
Oh, they get way out. Some of them get way out, and you see them sticking out.
And those are his?
They call them tushes. Tusk. We said tushes here. I don't know what they say in the book.
What about those stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles.
when it was hog killing time, how'd you get those off?
They scald them all, put them between in hot water and then scrape them off.
Did people around here ever raise sheep?
Well, they used to. Two or three families around here used to have sheep way back on, and dogs got to killing them so bad. People had to old dog, so many old dogs around, and they're bad to kill sheep.
Yeah.